That's music from Sammy Hagar. Now, I'm going to try to hook up with Sammy as I will be down. You know, we carry his show Sunday nights here on X-Rock. Sammy's Top Rock Countdown. Funny show. Great stuff from Mr. Hagar. And, of course, I'm going to be down in Cabo with the wife here in a couple weeks.
Wow.
And I'm going to try to hook up with him over at his place there, Cabo Wabo.
Wow.
Joining us once again today, the one, the only, Mr. Steve Heitner. Tonight, tomorrow night, Blue Loon is the place to be. Welcome to a Friday morning, ladies and gentlemen.
He's Sammy to you. Is that how it works? Sammy to you. Well, excuse me.
Yeah, Sam the man. I got 100. We just kind of go back. And then he refers to me as, who is this again? So that's it's kind of
yeah,
nice.
That's nice. Yeah, does he do any of the tequila with you? Does he dip into his own stash?
How can we not? If I go to Cabo Wabo and I'm hanging with Sammy, you damn right I better have some of his tequila. How can you not?
I certainly wouldn't order the Cueva.
Steve Heitner, comedian, actor with us tonight, tomorrow night, final nights here on stage in Alaska. Now, where do you go from here? Do you got some gigs planned out?
I do. I'm heading to, where am I going? Oh, I'm doing a corporate gig. I'm doing a gig for LifeLock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, we talked about the corporate. Those can be really fun and really rewarding because they're usually fairly easy.
Well, first of all, I don't agree that they're easy.
Much better there than in a bar usually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I feel like, first of all, they're better gigs because there's more zeros on the check.
Yeah, we like zeros. With the corporate gigs, right?
Yeah. But then it's tough. Like sometimes if you're doing a real corporate one where there's like, it's in a ballroom where there's like 10 circular tables of 10.
And they're far away from you. And there's
right.
a dance floor between. That's horrible. Right.
Yeah.
Also, it takes away the intimacy of the
exactly.
comedy set.
And I usually open that with, you know, it's always interesting doing stand-up when half the room is facing the other direction. That really says hello. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
So, but now, over the years, you've been, you know, obviously, did you start out in acting first or comedy first?
I actually started in acting first. But, apparently as a young man, I had so much to say. Once I started trying stand-up, my friends were like, oh, good, yeah, get that out. In other words, they're like, yeah, shut up. Shut up, do it there.
But you found, you found a knack for it and an obvious talent for it. Was it the writing that came first or the stage?
Yeah, that's a very good question. When I was in New York City, in the 80s, the clubs were huge.
Right.
There was the Comic Strip, the Improv, Catch a Rising Star, and you passed.
Richard Belzer had the thing going, right.
And you passed at one of those clubs, and that was your home club. Mine was the Comic Strip. So I passed almost immediately at the Comic Strip, and there's a guy, Lucian, that would be the guy that decided if you passed or not.
Right.
And when he passed me, he said, I don't know about your material, but you stand there as good as anybody we got. So it
Thank
really was.
You?
Yeah, I know. So really probably was more of my presence that because of all the stage I had done and all the acting, I was comfortable on stage.
Right.
Yeah. And then the material kind of came after.
There you go. Yeah. Steve Heitner, of course, tonight, tomorrow night. It's been such a pleasure working with you, hanging out with you.
It's been great.
What a wonderful human being as well. And, of course, now we hooked up. The way this all happened, let me start this. Last year, if you remember, as you know, we do the monthly comedy showcase. Jerry and I bring up just great comics come up and visit us. Last year, we finally got Arden Marine to come up.
The amazing Arden Marine.
And she came up, rocked the house last March, took her out, and she was just all over Fairbanks. She was all in. She was all
in.
Just love, you know how she is, loves everything.
Right.
And she goes, oh, you got to bring my friend Steve up. You got to bring Steve Heitner up. I go, wait, where do I know the name? Because Steve Heitner. Go, Seinfeld Steve Heitner? Yeah. What a cool idea. And she said, oh, he's a good friend of mine. He's a great comic. And we just kind of got the gears turning.
Right.
And not only do we get Steve to come up, but to work with our students with the Funny Fest. And you've just done a remarkable job.
That's been fun.
Watching you do your work I've learned a lot this week. Even though I've done this for 50, I've just learned so much. So thank you for coming.
What was the thing? Because Arden was talking to me about, she said when she was playing the Loon, there were a bunch of people dressed like Kiss and there was some sort of huge festival going on. What was that?
Oh, there was the, it was during the Bonspiel.
That's what she was saying. What
curling.
Is that word?
Remember, I drove you by the curling club.
Yes, you did.
A Bonspiel. It's like a 48-hour curling tournament. All these teams come up.
Oh, another one of
Canada,
those.
From Canada, from everywhere. And they play all night, all day, and there's cases of beers, and they all wear costumes. And during this, there's bands and a big party going on at the curling club.
That sounds awesome.
And we took her over there, and she danced the night away. Had a great time. Great time. So Arden hooked us up, and it was so awesome. So we thank her. Before we go, a little thing we always do, and that's best gig, worst gig. Don't have to be drawn. Just short. Start with the best gig you think you ever had.
You know
just
what?
Everything worked.
You're kind of catching me quick here, so I have to come up with something. Just very simply, Steve Martin was in the audience once when I was doing stand-up.
Oh, my God.
And I looked down, and he was laughing. Okay, so that's it.
There you go.
That, you know what I mean? Is it going to get better?
You can die now.
Exactly. I look down, Steve Martin's laughing.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
so that was the best gig. The worst gig, well, you know, going back to when you pass out of comedy club.
Right.
When they're looking at your material, they give you sweet little spots on good shows where they can see if you're funny enough. But once you pass, you go to the end of the list. So on a Saturday night after the second show, not only do the comics who weren't on the show go on, but you're at the bottom of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? So the first time I had a real set at the comic strip where I had passed, it's about 2:30, 3 in the morning. Only people left in the room are two guys. So I get up on stage and I go, so, what are you guys still doing here? And the guy, one guy looks at me and goes, we stayed to F with you. Like, all right, let's get right to it.
And how did that night go?
Yeah.
You know, that probably pretty much says it all right.
Doesn't
there.
It?
And did they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a winner and it wasn't me.
The one and only Steve Heitner. What a pleasure. Thank you so
much for coming
to Fairbanks, and I look forward to working with you this weekend. More on the way. I'll get Sublime by request and Crappy Creek World News Report. I'll throw that down your throat here in a minute.
It's the X-Rock Morning Show.
This is the X-Rock Morning Show.
Gets me up.
The most fun in the morning.